Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tournament, aka the greatest betting events of the year. Only being like slightly facetious. When do we want to do, because we don't have time today, when do we want to do our like new music segment on the show? Is it like early next week?
Yeah.
Is it this probably, week?
Because we'll have final four teams by the end of the weekend, and then we have like 6 days of content to fill with two games. So it just 5 days of content for us, I guess. But like we got a lot of runway next week. We got a lot of space. So I think all that stuff goes to next week.
Okay. So I mean, it was supposed to happen a couple weeks ago. Also, like, I kind of want the crew to do another update segment. I feel like that needs to happen as
well. Oh, definitely. At least one. Yeah, at least one.
Should become like a Friday. Well, until you and I are both not working Fridays. I was going to say, like, maybe it's a Friday staple.
Thursday staple?
Yeah. Like
Thursday update?
Like final segment of the show. Oh, please. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, please yes to all that stuff. Thursday update, off Friday. Summer. Starting to get warm here.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
Wedding.
Vacations.
You want to get married again? You want to get married and go on another honeymoon? Not to me.
To the same person, sure.
I like you and everything.
Year after year after year, let's do it. Yeah, I'm all about it.
And then why can't that be normalized? Like, go on a honeymoon every year. Money, probably.
Cool. Well, you start having kids, life. And then it's like pretty problematic, yeah, because it's everything's really expensive in your life. Period. Besides that, it sounds great. Sounds awesome.
Tyler, do me a favor. Just post the odds that you've got here for most outstanding player. I have them. I have it here from about Brandon Miller to Dylan Disu. But in case there are like other guys on the board, we should bring them up. I was only able to find like a little bit of this. So Brandon Miller. So this is. Again, they probably do an introduction here. Most outstanding player in the tournament, which is a really, really fun market, which I actually think like nailed last year. And then like Abashi won in insane fashion. It had like no business winning most outstanding player in the tournament. Who was the Kansas big man, Ken, that you bet on who like should have won?
David McCormick. Yeah.
And yes.
It's
really frustrating.
And this isn't like sour grapes. Every prominent college basketball writer was tweeting after the tournament. Like, how did McCormick not win? Like, what happened? These are the people who comprise part of the pool that votes for the award. And it's like a small cross-section of writers that vote before the game ends. And it's, again, it was just like, really, it was just perplexing. It's not that like, if it was like, I actually kind of thought it was rigged. But it's probably not rigged. He was the best player on the team that won. It felt mailed in, I guess would be the right way to put it. And it's not usually something that's mailed in. Like, it's usually very random, which we can talk about.
How would Donald Trump describe what happened in most outstanding player in last year's tournament?
Rigged.
Rigged. So these are the odds that I was able to find here. This is most outstanding player of this year's tournament. That'd be something if I just started reading the odds from last year. Like, well, Oshae Abachi is one of the favorites. He also plays in the NBA.
Who was the favorite? Who would have been the favorite in this round last year? Like Timmy, probably? Or like Chet Holmgren or whatever?
Because they lost like
Gonzaga
Arkansas,
was the best
right?
team, so Holmgren, and then they lost to Arkansas.
Yeah, so Holmgren was one of the favorites. Favorite. Yep. So Duke played Michigan State in that round.
Colin Gillespie was definitely one of the favorites because he was like the player most responsible for his team's success with Nova.
Well, Sasser was hurt. There was no one from Houston, right? That would have been
nobody
up there.
From Houston was one of the choices because he was out. Yeah, but like not one of the favorites. The Duke players, it would have been like really evenly distributed because that's one of the reasons I bet on a couple of them, and so it wouldn't have been them. Carolina hadn't
like
done their thing yet because Carolina had like, well, it could, I guess they were like 15 against St. Peter's in this round. I guess Edie could have been like up there a little bit more. I'm trying to think if there's like an obvious one. And the Kansas players obviously too, and they ended up making it. Yeah, I think I wonder who the favorite was. Like, was Chet Holmgren the favorite to be most outstanding player
who
at this point last year?
I've got every single region in my head and exactly how it played out. Who did Kansas beat in their regional final? This is like escaping me at the moment.
Miami.
That's right. Yeah, that's a stupid region with Miami and Iowa State
half.
There.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Who did Kansas beat in the Sweet 16 round, though? Providence.
Yeah. Imagine that path. Here's Alabama with the exact same thing, potentially. Yeah.
So it was Providence, Miami, Villanova.
They beat Creighton in the second round. And Creighton, remember, Creighton had their guy got hurt in the game before. So they played shorthanded
against
in the
Diego
second
State.
Round.
Against San Diego State.
Yeah, Kalkbrenner, the big, right? It's that was who got hurt in the first game, I think. Yeah.
I'm
nice,
saying yes.
Nice if you can get it from
sure.
a path standpoint. I'm pretty sure it was him.
I hope our listeners and viewers know how often people in content will like not know something for sure and just be like, yep. Right. It's like, yeah, of course.
I'm really bad at that. I like go too far and I'm like, let's look it up. And it's like, no, we should just move on. It doesn't really matter that much.
Well, no, I just feel like that's kind of like what makes our show unique is that like we do stuff like that because that's sure. us. And that there you go. And people either like it or don't. And I feel like a lot of them do. So God bless. Most outstanding odds. As we sit right now, Brandon Miller, the favorite at +400. Not a surprise. Sasser at 5-1. Jaime Jaquez from UCLA at 9-1. Sonogo, UConn's big man at 11. Drew Timmy at 12, along with Marcus Start the Car from Texas at 12. Kalkbrenner from Creighton. Say that name 5 times fast and you'll be unemployed. He is 14-1. Two Tennessee players, Vescovi, and a name that I'm definitely not going to try and pronounce because I'm really going to butcher it. Nkambu?
Yeah, I think that's actually pretty close. That's the guy who had a great game against Duke. Nkambwa.
Say it again, Tyler. Nkambwa. I was close. I was just like, I know how to pronounce it, but like my brain to my mouth is not going to get this right now. So I came pretty close. And Dylan Disu from Texas, who obviously had the monster game against Penn State at 25-1. I know, Ken, that there be maybe some other guys that you want to talk about here. I was unable to find odds basically past this. But we can talk about other guys as well.
Oh, okay. Here's the good news. If you're someone out there and you're like, I can't find this, I think I found 4 books that are publicly available that have this listed. So like it's there. And this isn't like we pulled it from one place you can't possibly have access to. Like this is out there. This is like a market that we should be talking about because it's pretty interesting. And I just want to do a little bit on the history of this award, just so people kind of understand how random it is. And I think with Abaji winning last year, and I even remember when he won and McCormick didn't, everyone was like, well, best player on the best team. Like most people were actually just shocked. Like it's like when like Seth Davis, Andy Katz, like Goodman, like all these guys are just like, how did McCormick not win? Van Pelt was tweeting like, how did McCormick not win? Like these are the guys that are locked in. Like they're part of the media and they're even telling you like, who did we vote for? Who did the media vote for this? So that was a little weird one. It's just entirely random. So some years it's the best player on the best team. So like Anthony Davis has won this before with Kentucky. Kemba Walker has won it with UConn. Like, you know, there's years where it's like, okay, like that's the guy. Carmelo won it for Syracuse. Like there's like plenty of years where it's like, okay, like that's the best guy, whatever. But that's like, I just gave you like three of the last 15. Sometimes you have, and this happens a lot with the really good teams, with the North Carolina teams, it happens every time. It's like an ensemble cast, right? There's like two or three pros or like two or three really good players, and any of them could kind of win, and it's just who has the best two games, or maybe like who just voters want to give it to a little more and they're all about even. So you have a bunch of years like that. When Jared Butler won for Baylor a couple of years ago, that was like a fun ensemble cast team that was just awesome. Joel Berry won for Carolina. I mean, all the Carolina ones, it's like Sean May, Wayne Ellington, Joel Berry. Like, spoiler alert, there were two other really good players on all of those teams. So, like, you have an ensemble cast, and we have some of those this year, where it could be any of them, and it's not being priced like that necessarily. And then you have some where you just go, I mean, it's not that the player shouldn't have won, but it was definitely not the best player on the team or even close. And it was like almost a true acknowledgement of the accomplishment of a player who was way off the radar. Like, the one that everybody brings up is Luke Hancock from Louisville. And it's like, yeah, but like he like should have won. It's just that he's Luke Hancock from Louisville. Like, it's not.
They didn't have that stud player. Right. That was like, yeah, Russ Smith and Peyton Siva, right? With two other really good players
Russ
on
Smith
that team.
Was like almost National Player of the Year, I think. So, like, I think he was like a big deal. Like, he could have won. But it's just the way it played out. I guess my point would be, it's not like, oh, well, Louisville wins, so it has to be Russ Smith. Like, think about NBA Finals MVP. Like, the Warriors win, it's Curry. Like, that's who it is. Like, this team, like, the Bucks win this year, Giannis is the Finals MVP, like, almost for sure. This doesn't work like that. And that's actually a good comp because it's a basketball Most Valuable Player award for the final round. You have, like, Luke Hancock's a random name. Dante DiVincenzo won for Villanova. Jalen Brunson was the National Player of the Year on the most efficient offense in college basketball history. And DiVincenzo came off the bench in the final and won. Played a lot of minutes. It's not like he played 10 minutes, but like, that's just what I mean, where it's like, it's not always best player on the best. It's actually not even close to always best player on the best team. That's one of the things that made last year so frustrating, is it felt like we had yet another opportunity for someone that wasn't the best player on the best team to win, to sort of like confirm this handicap. And it like reverted back for some reason, which again, I think just kind of proves it's just really random. And I don't even know if the voters know who the hell they're voting for or why they're even doing it. So I think the way to approach this is like, prices, big prices on reasonable people that can win. Because if it's this random, yeah, sometimes it's going to be a big name. And the other 17 times here, it's like, well, it could have been this other guy, but it was actually the second best player on the team, or the third best player on the team, or someone even more random than that.
All right, so how do we start to sift through it here, Ken? Most outstanding player of this year's NCAA tournament.
I mean, well, that's, we don't like, I don't even know how you want to start that. Do you want to do like Miller here for a little bit? We have a minute left in the segment. You want to do Brandon Miller for a little bit?
So, well, what do you want to do? Yeah. Well, yeah, now it's under 60. I was going to say Miller and Sasser, but we'll probably just have time for one.
Well, I think if you're, let's do Houston. So like, okay, if you're using this philosophy, you're going to say like, all right, well, Sasser's like a huge favorite. Can I bet an ancillary player that's not him? So you'll settle on like Walker or Shedd or somebody else. Like, Shedd's kind of like also dealing with an injury. So is Sasser. I don't know who it is from a price standpoint that you would be like really in on. I guess Walker would be like the guy, but I don't like the price very much. It doesn't seem like there's a great bet. Walker is the bet if you want to bet. If you want to use this philosophy for Houston, I think Walker's the bet for sure instead of Sasser. I thought the price would be a little bigger.
60-1 right now for Walker. On the other side, most outstanding player. We'll do more of it here for the NCAA tournament. We'll also give you all our bets for tonight and maybe a little survivor strategy for how to attack Thursday and Friday in the NCAA tournament.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.